If the agreement is scrapped, Wisconsin residents working in Minnesota won't have to pay more taxes, but they will have to file two state income tax returns beginning next year. It is the Minnesotans who work in Wisconsin who end up paying hundreds of dollars more per person in income taxes. Minnesota State Representative Mike Jarosz represents the border community of Duluth. He says it's ironic some of his constituents will pay more, since Minnesota politicians are the ones who want the change. Minnesota Governor Ventura and the state senate are the forces behind the repeal of income tax reciprocity, but Jarosz thinks the House may stop it this week.
And they're saying that they would not, they will not increase taxes. If it means a tax increase, they will not do it.
But Wisconsin State Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar thinks it's too tempting for his Minnesota colleagues to pass up. He estimates the state of Minnesota could come out up to $85 million ahead by canceling the agreement with Wisconsin.
And this $85 million sitting out there like a fresh piece of fruit, it's very appetizing for them. I'm trying to contact Minnesota legislators to discourage them from utilizing it and encourage them to find a better way. Because Wisconsin's deficit is about to go $85 million further in the hole.
Figures vary about how much Wisconsin stands to lose if the Minnesota legislature passes it this week. Wisconsin Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler says Wisconsin would lose $48 million. 75,000 residents of both states would be affected if the 35-year-old reciprocity agreement is ended. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.